Om Shanti. Two announcements before Didi start the class. One is the headphones that you are using, the headset. When you have finished the session, can you kindly please either hang it at the back of your chair or hang it where your headrest is. Please do not put it on the floor because a few have already broken because some people step on it. So can you please help us to do that? When you finish the session, put your headsets on the headrest or at the back of your chair. Secondly, retreat guides who have volunteered to follow the tour, can you please meet Brother Dave at 1:45 p.m. at the transport office afterwards? And just a reminder for participants, please be at the transport office by 2 o'clock. Bus leaves by that time. You can spend your time there till about 3:30. The first bus will bring you back. As soon as they fill the bus, they will go either way. Okay? Enjoy yourselves. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. We have yet another, I would say, distinguished speaker. You've already seen Dr. Nirmala, but just to recap on her background, she is a medically qualified doctor, and she came across Raj Yoga in 1962 when she was practicing in Bombay. She continued practicing for another 10 years while also running BK centers in Bombay. She realized that her patients responded better when they also had meditation in their treatment, which she was helping to help them learn. And eventually she left off her medical practice. She was in a small group who left India and traveled to foreign countries, helping to set up centers in London, in UK, Africa, Mauritius, and even, yes, in other parts of Zimbabwe and Zambia in Africa as well. Eventually, she was based in Australia, and she has been the director of the centers in the Asia-Pacific region. 2 years ago, she was called to also manage this complex, the Academy for a Better World, or the Gyan Sarovar complex. So she travels extensively in the Asia-Pacific region as well as overseeing activities here in the complex. So Dr. Nirmala.
Om Shanti. So how was your meditation in the early morning? How many of you attended the meditation at 4 o'clock? Yeah. And how did you find? Is it okay? Improving? So, you now realize who you are, isn't it? Who are you? Souls. So, you realize that your original nature is peace. Because at the moment, people want peaceful environment. So we rely on environment. Everything should be quiet and smoothly, and then I'm peaceful. I remember when I was in London, that some of the students used to complain that they can't have a shower early in the morning because people downstairs complain that why do you have early shower? Because the noise of shower disturbs them. And many times, many people know if there is a upstairs, downstairs, and you are upstairs and moving around in the house upstairs and they are staying downstairs, they'll say, oh, you're making so much noise early in the morning or whenever it's happening. So people rely a lot on external quietness. And now what we need to realize that it is needed to have inner peace, inner quietness. So as we realize the situations are not favorable to most of us, no? Everything may go topsy-turvy. Suppose there is financial problem and people are supposed to be, they are insecure about their job because if the company is not doing well, they may sack some of the employees. So what happens is when people are insecure, they're worried. And when they're worried, naturally they can't be peaceful. So nowadays, people worry a lot about their health, wealth, future, etc. And once there is this uncertainty about the future, insecurity feeling about the future, people will not be peaceful. So meditation helps us to have that inner peace, inner positivity. Because we have one slogan that whatever happened in the past is good. Whatever is happening in the present is good. And whatever will happen in future will be better. Not only good, it will be better. And if that sort of a faith is there, that whatever will happen, even if not better, if it will be good, then why should I worry? So with meditation, we receive that inner power of tolerance, patience, peace, etc. And so we rely on two factors to have inner peace. One is understanding the life, the self, the others, etc. And another thing is we rely on meditation power that we receive. Because once I realize I'm a peaceful soul, Om Shanti, which repeat again and again and again, that means I have realized I am a peaceful soul. That's the meaning of that. So I am peaceful. I am a child of ocean of peace. Because the Supreme Being, whom we may call mother, father, friend, teacher, guide, etc., is ocean of peace. So if I am a child of ocean of peace, if I am peaceful, and this world is a stage where we are playing the part. So our home is land of peace. This is stage, acting ground. But our home is land of peace or nirvana or different names are given to that. Brahmalok, Paramdham, etc. So once I have this understanding, then naturally I would be peaceful. Usually we are peaceless when we are upset, angry. And when we get angry, what we say is, we blame somebody else. That because of this situation I got angry and upset. Because they are not doing what they are supposed to do, I gave them direction once, I gave them directions 2-3 times, now I can't tolerate. So I can't tolerate, and they are not doing right thing. That's how we give our excuse that something is wrong with them, something is wrong about situation, people, etc. So we are very good in blaming somebody else. But in fact, I'm lacking the power of tolerance, isn't it? I'm lacking patience. I'm lacking understanding why they are not following my direction. So if I understand somebody that they are not doing what they are doing, not doing what I'm telling, but doing whatever they are doing or whatever wrong they are doing, if I understand, and if I have love for that person, will I not tolerate them? I will tolerate them, because I love them. But because we don't have that spiritual love for others, even sometimes we get angry with our own children. So our love is conditional, or our tolerance is limited, or our patience is limited. And that's why we get angry and upset. So meditation will help us to increase our power of tolerance, patience, love, etc. Because, as you know, meditation is not just to sit and do nothing, sit quietly and think of nothing. But meditation is loving communication, loving connection with Almighty. And when I am connecting myself to the source of all the energies, I will automatically get those energies, because Supreme Being, God, is ocean of love, ocean of peace, ocean of happiness, ocean of mercy. So naturally, whichever power I need, I will be able to receive that. So when we say power, it is not authority or controlling power. It's these different energies that we need in our life to run our life smoothly. Because we want peace, but situation may not be as what we want, because as we know, situations are all the time changing. They may not be in favor of us. But if I have that strength to face those situations and receive that inner power, then naturally I won't get upset. And also, if I realize, if I getting upset, who is at loss? Because whatever mistake has happened, isn't it? Now when I get angry, first loss is to myself, because I lost my peace. Second thing, if I getting angry, then naturally my thinking will not be clear. Now when we are in the fit of anger, can we think and decide clearly? We can't decide anything clearly. We are indecisive, and we say, if anybody asks us to make decision, I'll say, wait for a while, let me think about it and tell you what to do. If it is the time of our meal and we have a fit of anger, what will happen? we don't feel like eating also. And if it is time to sleep and we are in the fit of anger, we're still churning. This happened, I should do this, I should do that. And we may not be able to sleep. And finally, when I get angry with anybody, my relationship with others will be spoiled. And naturally, we will not be at any gain, we will be losing a lot of things. Our time, energy, decision power, the hunger, sleep, everything we might lose. And on the top of that, if I get angry with someone, naturally they will return similar negative attitude and feeling and activity towards me, no? Because if in the fit of anger, if one hits somebody, the other will also hit. If somebody shouts, then somebody in return also will be shouting. So that's how we find that whatever we do, we will get back from those people, if not then and there, but later on, no? Sometimes if the boss gets angry with the staff, then actually the staff may not get angry immediately, but they will keep in mind that boss has done this wrong thing or insulted me, I'm going to do something sometime. So when he will get the chance, he will return that anger. So, I think once we have this realization, the ultimate result of our anger or worry, naturally we will be able to care for. And also when we get that power of tolerance, patience, love, understanding, then we will not get angry or worry or stressed or tense. Because even when people are under tension, pressure, stress, they get upset very easily and they lose their peace. So they are not peaceful. And as we meditate, the first benefit that everybody gets is, I'm relaxed. No, they feel relaxed. Second benefit, usually people say when they are meditating, if we ask them, what is your experience of meditation? They'll say, I feel so peaceful. So that's experience during meditation. But then as we keep on meditating over a long period of time, what will happen if we have that practice of meditation? The result will be that we are able to have the stock of power of peace within us, the stock of power of tolerance within us, the stock of power of patience, love, understanding. And then naturally, whenever we need it, we are able to use it. So what we have to be careful is, whenever we have anger in our mind, don't react immediately. Because sometimes, no, as soon as that negative thoughts come, then negative feeling come, and then negative action is done. So rather than coming into words and action, what I suggest is, sit down, calm yourself, meditate at that time, remind yourself, I am a peaceful soul. Otherwise, because thoughts, it can easily come anger, but words and action we can easily control. And as we control our words and actions, will find that gradually we will have that strength to control even our thoughts. So as we keep on doing, practicing this meditation, it's very essential that we keep on practicing meditation. And as we keep on practicing meditation, we'll find that our nature becomes naturally peaceful, calm, serene, etc. So we should not be running after peace. Or we don't need to go to forest to meditate or go on the mountain to meditate to be peaceful, because many times, many of the renunciates, what they do is they think, okay, when we are living in the society, we will become angry, upset, greedy, we may have attachment to our family. And so to be peaceful, they go and do some meditation in a remote place, cut off themselves from family and activity, etc. Whereas Brahma Kumari suggests, okay, stay in the family, do all your activities, but look at everything with different consciousness, attitude, etc. Because when we change our consciousness from body conscious to soul conscious, our thinking, feeling, activities all will be different. And so paying attention, you know, remind yourself again and again, I am a soul, I am a peaceful soul. And then whenever we have time, early morning meditation is the best time for our meditation. But as we are practicing here, every hourly 1 minute we take out for meditation. Or every 2 hourly take out 2 minutes for meditation. So as we keep on practicing meditation, now and again, we are charging ourselves with inner peace. Just as, you know, when we are hungry, what we do? We, now and again, feed ourselves or have some drink or we have time out from our job for few minutes or just having relaxation. So meditation every often will help us to nourish our mind. The mind needs to be strengthened with that power of meditation. So it's very essential to implement the teachings of Brahma Kumaris in our practical life, because it's not enough to know I'm a soul, but I have to practice the soul consciousness all the time. And at the same time, we have to see that during our free time, we don't let the mind roam here and there, because otherwise we have given full freedom to our mind. Think anything. We don't check whether the mind is thinking the right thing or not. Whatever it should not think, it should not think, because planning is good. We should plan our day, we should plan our project, everything. But after planning, what we do is usually, some people will keep on worrying about it, whether everything will go ahead right or not, whether I'll get cooperation from everyone or not, what will happen, how will happen. So that's where we have to see that we are checking our thoughts, and whatever negative thoughts, waste thoughts are there, we try to give full stop to those thoughts so that we are saving on our energy. Otherwise, if we are thinking too much also, we are spending our energy. So, we gain our energy through meditation and see that we are using all those energies in a worthwhile way and not wasting it, not wasting our time, not wasting our thoughts, not wasting our physical activities unnecessary. Just nowadays we are very careful, no? If we can get our job done by phone, we don't. Go to the market also nowadays. Shopping also can be done on internet and just ringing grocer and you can tell them to deliver at your place. So we try to save our physical energy, but at the same time now we have to see that we are not wasting our mental energy by thinking too much, by negative feeling or thinking. And hence we will be able to collect that power of peace. Also, if we are stressed, tense, angry, now sometimes some people say, what can I do? It's my nature. I am very short-tempered. Now, if I cannot help myself, who is going to help me? I have to help myself. And with determination and learning the right method, I will be definitely able to train myself. And if I allow my anger, tension, worry, stress, what will happen is, it will have effect on my health. Because nowadays most of the psychosomatic diseases are because we have negative thoughts, negative feelings, stress, anger, fear, etc. Because those who have stress, they have seen that they can have all sorts of diseases. Angry person also can have, the blood pressure rises high, acidity may increase. Also under stress, people will be having lots of sicknesses, allergies, acidity. Also some of the people under stress have even diseases like cancer, skin disease, kidney disease, diarrhea, all sorts of disease can happen because of this psychosomatic sickness. And that's where we find that meditation and these teachings of Brahma Kumaris help us to think in a right way, speak in a right way, act in a right way, so that we are getting success without feeling stressful. And if we are peaceful, we can create that peaceful environment. And many have expressed how merely their presence has helped other people. There was one young man in Australia. He was walking along the street and there were two drivers having conflict because one driver was wanting to overtake another and another will not let that person to overtake. So they stopped the car and they started fighting on the street. But this guy, he went there, stood so calmly and peacefully and spoke peacefully and they stopped fighting. So it's not only I'm not having inner conflict, but I can help other people also not to have conflict of words or actions, etc. So, we find that many people have changed their nature through meditation. I give you example. We had one director of meteorology in Delhi, and he was quite in a high position being director, but he was very short-tempered. So naturally, when he boss is short-tempered, the staff is a bit afraid. So staff will make mistake because the boss was short-tempered. Then what happened was, he started doing this meditation course. First he said, oh, I'm too busy, I work from 8 o'clock to 8 p.m. I have no time to study this meditation. So sisters at center said, okay, come before you go to work. Come at least for half an hour before you go to work. So he started meditation course, completed the course, and at the end of the course, within few weeks, he became calm. So his power of decision making, discerning also increased, his efficiency at work increased, and he was calm. So his staff also was becoming efficient, and he started finishing his work at 6 o'clock, so he got 2 hours extra in the day because of his calm nature and studying meditation. So we find that many people who complain that we are too busy, we don't have time to learn meditation or practice meditation. But when they do somehow or other, they receive so much inner strength that they become more efficient. The students who have been meditating, they also find because their concentration power increases. So they get more marks in their study with less hours spent on studying. The businessmen also find that with meditation, they are able to make their decision very quickly and be successful. Also, companies where we are taking these courses, they also find that the staff and management relation improves, and that improved relationship has helped to have more production in the factory and good relationship. So, because if somebody is angry, whether it's a parents or teacher or then naturally everybody is scared of that person and keep distance from that short-tempered person. Whereas when we become calm and peaceful, we will create such a peaceful environment and everybody will be pulled in that environment. Otherwise, even I've seen some of the children are smart. Now, if they see the parents' mood is not good, they are a bit in an angry mood, they will run away from parents, keep themselves in a friend's place or shut themselves in the door and play together rather than facing those parents. So we find that with meditation, there is that inner peace. And so we don't need to run around here to receive that peace. So meditation will help us not to have that inner peace, but inner strength also, inner powers that we need to have a smooth life, to have smooth relationship and enjoy life as it is. Because there will be some odd situation in our life. But when we have that positive thinking, inner strength through meditation, we just enjoy the scenes of this unlimited drama, the life, drama of the life. And we say, okay, that's the story of the drama, that's the role of all different actors. And not get emotionally involved. So positive virtues are really imbibed through meditation. And so we become positive people, and that naturally can give a result of a very peaceful life, not only for us, but with people around, whether it's a family member, whether it's a colleague at work, because they also can feel the vibrations that are emanating from us. If we are happy, everybody around us will be happy. If we are peaceful, they will also be peaceful. If we are loveful, we will be able to inspire them to be loveful. Om Shanti. So let us have a few minutes meditation and finish this session.